The NFL season has officially ended. And I have mixed emotions right now. If you're listening to this, I'm recording this Sunday night. It's late. I wanted to get it in while I still am high on the emotion of watching the Super Bowl, watching the event, watching the game. And while I'm still kind of emotional that I just watched the last game of the year. After tonight, there's no more football until the B leagues come out, until the USFL and the what's the other league? The AFL, until that merger that they have, that comes out. That's the spring league. So we will have football soon, but not on the level that we saw tonight, not anywhere near. So I'm a little mixed emotion. I'm kind of sad, but I'm still kind of excited that I got to see, that we all got to witness one of the best and most competitive Super Bowls in a long time. Now, if you're not a football fan, or if you are just kind of a fair weather fan and you really don't invest your time in knowing the game and watching the game, it probably wasn't as great for you as it was for me and many like me, because you probably like to see scoring. You probably like to see scoring every down, every possession. You see big plays. You probably love that. But for me, I love seeing two equally competitive teams compete for the biggest prize in the sport, for a championship, for the trophy. And it comes down to who wants it more. Who wants the game more? It comes down to those little nuances, like checking out of a play that's called when you see that the defense is running a zero blitz, which means everybody's coming. There are more people coming to blitz you than you have the linemen to block. And I think that was the difference in the game. Actually, several things were the difference in this game. That being one of them. Now, of course, we had the halftime show. I'm going to talk about that. Of course, we had Taylor Swift's sighting. We had Blake Lively. We had Ice Spice. All sitting together in one pretty little box. I'm going to talk about that. We had Travis Kelce going up in his coach's face. Usually you would see it the other way around. You would see the coach berating the player. But you see Travis Kelce get in his coach's face, in Andy Reid's face. And a lot of people are upset about that. I'm going to talk about that. But first, let's talk about the game. You know, all week and for the last several months, I think we've all been talking about, or we've all been listening to a certain former quarterback calling Brock Purdy, Dak Prescott, and many other very good quarterbacks in the league right now game managers, not game changers. And there's been a debate. There's been a debate with football players. There's been a debate with NFL analysts on what this means. A lot of them disagree with them. A lot of them say, especially with Brock Purdy, as lights out as this guy plays, the beautiful passes and the touch that he has on a pass, you can't teach that. That's a natural talent. That's a talent that quarterbacks, icons like Tom Brady, Hall of Famers, Joe Montana, Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers, that's a quality that they have. They can put a touch on the ball where it goes directly to the spot, right over the shoulder of the defender, right out of his reach. He can read his routes. He can check through his routes, go to the one receiver, if he's not open, to the two receiver, to the three receiver, or the check down. He stays in the pocket. He moves around in the pocket, making it hard to track him down if you're on the defense. And he is the perfect pocket quarterback. And sometimes when he needs to run, he can do that as well. However, after tonight, I would have to say that I agree with Cam Newton. Now that Brock Purdy right now, at this point in his career, he's a great quarterback, but he's a game manager. He's not a game changer. Not yet. He will be. He will be. There are little things that he has to fix. There are things that he has to learn. Most importantly, and the main thing he has to learn, is the playbook. He has to learn to be able to read the defense and audible. When he sees that the defense is coming on a zero blitz, you're not going to be able to throw that ball over the middle. You got 6'5", 300-pound linemen who can vertical leap like basketball players. You're not going to throw that pass over the middle. You're not going to get it away. And if you just throw it up, it's a blind throw. It's going to get picked off. So what do? When you see that zero blitz, you check to something like a screen. You check to a play that can defend against, that can make that aggressive defense work against the defense. They did it one time. And McCaffrey scored. They did that double screen. Beautiful play. The problem is, and what would have made Brock Purdy a game changer, is if he would have called that play at the line. He did not. That play was called in the huddle. That play was sent in by the coach, by the offensive coordinator, or by Kyle Shanahan. That play was sent by the coach. It was never checked down to, he never checked to a screen when he saw that zero blitz was coming. And in my opinion, that was the difference in the game. That was the difference in them being able to score when they needed to score, to convert a third down when they needed to convert, him not being able to audible, read that defense, audible to something that works against it. Because right now, at this point in his career, as great as he is simply a game manager. He is not a game changer yet. You saw the difference, and that was the difference of the game. When Patrick Mahomes had to do it, when he had to change the play at the line, he's all business. He does it effortlessly. But that's because he's been in the league longer. He has more experience. He has more experience with the playbook. He's not learning plays. When training camp comes, Patrick Mahomes is not learning plays. He's perfecting them. And so he's a game changer. Right now, Brock Purdy is simply a game manager. He's learning the plays. Next season, he may be a game changer. He may be calling audibles. We'll see. It may take him a little longer. But right now, the difference between the two teams and who won tonight was one quarterback was a game changer, the other a game manager. Don't get me wrong. For the first time, probably in my life, I was rooting for the 49ers. I wanted to see Mr. Irrelevant, the dead last pick in the draft, get a Super Bowl ring. It'll happen. I wanted to see it tonight. It didn't happen tonight. He's got some growing to do. He's got some learning to do. But that was the difference in the game. The other difference, and I'm going to push back because I know there were a lot of people who saw Travis Kelce. I think I called him Jason Kelce earlier. Travis Kelce walk up to Andy Reid and kind of push him and yell at him in his face. You don't do that. You don't do that if you're in the Pee Wee League. You don't do that if you're in high school football. You don't even do that when you're in college football. But a professional, it's different. As a professional, you guys work, both the coach and the player. You work for the organization. Your boss is that owner in the box, both of you, and you're both working to keep your jobs. Now, Travis Kelce is the best receiver on Kansas City Chiefs offense. He has been for a long time. In the first half, he caught one pass for 1 yard. They literally went to him one time, the best receiver on the team. So when that fumble occurred, I understood his anger. I understood him getting in Andy Reid's face saying, "What are you doing? Put me in the game. I am on the field. Get me the ball. I am a professional. I am grown. I'm a man. You're a man. You're messing up. You're messing up this Super Bowl. Get me the ball. I am your best receiver." And we see that the difference in the game is when they started throwing to Travis Kelce, he made the plays that he needed to make that put the Chiefs in position to win the football game. I've heard a lot of things. I've heard a lot of anger about this event, that he would have been A.J. Brown. If that was me, I would have been kicked out of the league. Of course. Of course you would have been kicked out of the league, Mr. Brown. We remember what you did to the Raiders. We remembered how you signed that contract and you took some money, and then you made it to where they released you, being a complete idiot. And the many things that you've done on and off the field, of course, if you did that, you would have gotten kicked out of the league, because that would have been the icing on the cake that you decorated with so many other things over your career. So yes, you would have been kicked out of the league, and rightfully so. Travis Kelce is a different story. He doesn't have that history. He doesn't have a bad history. He is a team guy. He's there to win. He plays to win. He plays hurt. He stays on the field. And so I understood when I saw him go up to Andy Reid and yell in his face, "Get me the ball. What are you doing?" I understood. He was right. He was absolutely right. And he proved it because he changed the game. Period. So, what we learned today, one of the big things that we learned, San Francisco is a great team. They have a great defense. And here's the thing with me thinking that this was one of the best games I've seen. Definitely one of the best Super Bowls. There wasn't a lot of scoring. There wasn't a lot of offense, but there was a lot of defense. It was a poetry of violence, and I loved it. I loved the hard hits, the clotheslines. I mean, they were playing lights out. They were knocking each other in the dirt, and I absolutely loved it. It was violent. I almost thought the game should have had a rating because it was so violent. But that's why we watch the game. We watch it to see that level of violence being played by two evenly matched teams who both want to win and who's playing lights out football. You want to know what lights out football means? It doesn't mean scoring a million points back and forth every single possession. It means the defense stepping up and doing what they are good at doing, and that is making you pay when you touch that ball. And that happened all night between both teams. It was beautiful. And now let's talk about Taylor Swift, the whole Taylor Swift thing. Hold on, I'm sorry. I'm not going to go on that. I'm not going to go there just yet. I want to make this short. If you're hearing this, it's Monday morning. I'm recording it late Sunday night, but it's Monday morning. Hopefully you're getting ready for work, you're drinking your coffee, and you're listening to the sweet sound of my voice. But it was a beautiful game. It was a great game. For me, right up until the halftime show, I know people enjoyed it. There are Usher fans. There are Ludacris fans. There were Lil Jon fans. There were Will.i.am fans. There was Ludacris fans. I think I already said that. And I guess they put on a really good performance. Me, I was so riled up by the gameplay that was happening on the field, I just wanted them to finish. I wanted them to do one song and get out there so we can see some more violence. That was the mood I was in. That was what I was tuned into. I wasn't tuned into the halftime show and dancing guys and guys dressed weird. By the way, did you guys notice there are a lot of Temu commercials? And if you don't know what Temu is, it's an app. It's a selling app like Amazon, like eBay, out of China. They sell things really, really crazy, eccentric things, and you can get them for a really good bargain. I saw a lot of Temu products during that halftime show. I think Will.i.am was wearing some Temu RoboCop Hollywood or RoboCop Halloween mask, some space mask. I didn't even recognize him. I didn't know that was Will.i.am. And then let's talk about Jermaine Dupri. Did anybody catch Jermaine Dupri? Did you catch his outfit? He looked like he went shopping, or he looked like he had just come from an interview with the vampire. and he had clothes that are available on Temu. I absolutely believe that Temu was responsible for the wardrobe. during halftime. If you don't believe me, look up women's lace socks. And then look at Jermaine Dupri. Straight off of Temu. Straight off of Temu. I was like, what is that brother wearing? But I digress. Everyone's has a right to their own style choices. I'm just pointing out the obvious. There were a lot of Temu commercials. I saw a lot of Temu products on the field during halftime. If it was a great show for you, awesome. Great. It was definitely better than last year's halftime. Someone pointed that out to me. I agree. But I was ready for them to get back to the violence that was happening on the field. I wanted to see the rest of the game, so I didn't really care for the halftime show that much. That's just me. And so, after watching that halftime show that I was forced to sit through, and all the Temu products that I was forced to watch and laugh at, it was actually when they finally started throwing the ball to Travis Kelce. I know I said it on Facebook, I know I posted about it, but it was actually pretty nice to see Taylor Swift, the cutscenes to Taylor, Blake, Ice Spice, and Mrs. Mahomes. That was actually pleasant. I actually did not mind that part of the game. It was actually good to see those pretty ladies enjoying the violence that I was enjoying. I have more respect for them because they looked like they were having the good time that I was having watching the game at home. What a game. What a game. That was a great game. I can't say enough about it. I loved it. Absolutely loved it. Went to overtime. I'm not too keen on the big rule, on the new rule change. I don't really care for that. I like the old rule that it's first person that scores a touchdown wins the game. I don't like that both teams get a shot. It's going to be fair play. No. If your defense is good and your offense is good, if you win the toss, is your offense against their defense? That's equal to me. That's even. If your defense wins that possession, you get the ball back. If they don't and the other team scores a touchdown, you lose the game. That's how it's always been. That's how it should be. I didn't like that. I don't like that. I hate it. I hope they change the rule. However, San Francisco kicked a field goal. That changed the whole game. That changed the whole overtime because then all the Chiefs knew they had to do was score. And I do believe, even with the rules from last year, had San Francisco drove down and kicked a field goal, the Chiefs would have gotten the ball anyway. So the rule change didn't affect the game, didn't affect the outcome whatsoever. So although I hate it, although I don't like it, and I hope they change it, didn't matter tonight. They kicked a field goal. I wish they would have invested in their defense and put them on the field first. So they would have known what to do to win the game. That, to me, was a mistake. Taking the ball, that was a mistake. Shouldn't have done it. Do it at the beginning of the game. You don't do it at the end. Get the last possession. That's what it's all about. Let your offense rest. Get the last possession. They didn't do that. They lost the game because they kicked the field goal and Patrick Mahomes walked down the field and Travis Kelce and the rest of the offense marched down the field and scored a touchdown, won the game. Great job, Chiefs. Great Super Bowl. That's all I'm going to say about it. That's all I'm going to say tonight. Hope you have a great day. Hope you enjoy your Monday. We'll see you soon. I'm sure I'll be back talking about something else that's crazy or that's funny, but tonight, it was all about the violence that occurred on the field. There were broken bodies, broken dreams, broken hopes, and a champion. Back-to-back, Kansas City Chiefs. Congratulations.